Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Nyati, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how are you, Pastor?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Pastor?
I'm okay, very much okay.
Lovely. We are concluding the conversation with you on the gift of prophecy. And, you know, the time of the end approaches, the gift of prophecy will be used all the more to assist the church through difficult times. Now, we want to then check, how does the gift of prophecy help, you know, the church in the last days? Right, it looks like we're going to be having a bit of a struggle with the network there. Pastor, can you hear me?
Hello, are you hearing?
Yes, I can hear you now. If you could just move around, it looks like your network there is not 100%. If you could just please just move around so that we are able to catch what you are about to say. Pastor Nyati? Pastor Nyati, good afternoon. Right, yeah, it does definitely seem that we are actually having a problem. Pastor Nyati, can you hear me? All right, yeah, we actually do. It's on our 16:15, quarter past 4. The time is here on AWR. Yeah. Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Pastor.
I'm hearing you. Hello, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, okay, I can now hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes, I was saying maybe it's discussed on Monday.
Mm.
We know that is a kind in that sign to talk about the future and the future. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, Pastor, but you keep on cutting. Are you able to move around? Hello, Pastor?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you now. I think it's much better.
It's much better.
Mm.
All right. So, I was still saying, as road signs do help us in our journey to whatsoever destination,
mm,
in the same manner, the gift is there to open to us the present in line with the future. We are able to recognize where we are because of it.
Mm.
Without it, it is impossible to recognize the signs of the times and to recognize where they are in a given time.
Mm. Yeah. Now, yes. Now, is the Bible not enough, Pastor? Why do we need this gift?
Very, very interesting question. It is enough, but it is it that gave us that promise of the gift. So the gift coming from that which is enough. It's like somebody who was saying, go this way, this way, this way. When you get to a point over there, I've provided you with somebody who will help you to maneuver through the mountains.
Mm.
The terrain is very risky. So I've provided you with somebody who will maneuver you with you through the mountains. Obeying this guide is to take the person provided in the future. Without taking that person, you are simply saying the guide behind is not enough. It is to believe the Bible, to believe the gift of prophecy. For it is provided for in the Bible.
Now, how was E.G. White, Ellen White, recognized and accepted as a true prophet?
When the church had done its best to check from the biblical foundations the marks, the true marks of a true prophet, and then tried it through the same system, it proved that E.G. White has never confuted the Bible as far as we know. we might hear other people who have not read the Bible or her saying something that they think is against the Bible, or she says against the Bible. But a closer investigation, we have failed to find a point where she argues against the written word of Scripture. Mm-hmm. We took her because we had taken the Bible earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Any spirit, as we read yesterday, any spirit that confesses the truth that has been there is the spirit that has been there. A new ideology, a new spirit will deny the previous revelation by the Holy Spirit. So Ellen G. White is accepted as a true prophet only because we have accepted the Bible. It is in line with the spirit of the Bible to accept her. And to accept the word from her is to accept the word from the same source that the Bible took their information.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Now, yeah, I can hear you, Pastor, now. We've talked about this gift of prophecy and how it will help us, in the last days. What are your final remarks? What should the listener, take away with after this conversation for the past couple of days?
One of the biblical information, it is not there. It is not given to take the place of the Bible, number one. It is not given because it's superior to what the Bible says, number two. It is given to clarify, to make it easier for us to understand the Bible. One of the reasons why it's given is because the reader of the Bible is made to understand the Bible better by understanding what the spiritual prophet has to say on the points that the Bible is discussing. So it is not given to supersede the Bible. It is not given to be above it in any way. It is given for clarity. The more you accept it, the better you understand the Bible. As a conclusion, we'll say, accept the gift of prophecy as long as it is leading us to the Bible. Why am I saying as long?
Yep.
It's because there are other people who are around there professing to have the gift of prophecy. We can only accept them as long as they clarify, they make the Bible more understood.
Yep.
That's what Paul says. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good.
Yep.
The idea is prophets might always come. Don't despise without proof, and don't accept without proof. Prove all things. Then hold fast to those who will go with the same spirit as the spirit that inspired the Bible. So as a take home, everyone should judge every prophet by the Bible. No one should judge the Bible by the prophet.
Yeah. No one should judge the Bible but the prophet.
Yes. Using the prophet.
Yeah,
using but the prophet should be judged using the Bible.
The Bible. Yes. Oh, fantastic. Great stuff. I think that's a beautiful point to end it at, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us for this remainder part of the week. And of course, I do pray that you have a fantastic weekend and a blessed Sabbath.
Thanks a lot. May God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Abundantly.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
All right.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.